Hey friends, we're learning about C# 101 and this is our Hello World video. You may have seen other video tutorials using Visual Studio for their code, but we're going to try something different and we're going to do it in the browser. So what I want you to do is go to your browser and go to docs.microsoft.com, that's documentation for Microsoft, and click in search. And we're going to type in C# tutorial. Go directly to the C# tutorial. And these are a series of tutorials and we're going to walk through all of these today. We're going to go to Hello World, and it brings you to an interactive tutorial page. And when we hit begin, over on the right-hand side, it says you can try the code in your browser. So I'm going to click enter focus mode.
So as soon as you enter focus mode, an editor appears on the right-hand side of your browser. In this editor, you can actually execute the C# code that's on the left side. So if you go ahead and copy the console.writeline statement into the .NET editor,
okay, and I'm going to hit Control V to paste.
Nice. And you hit the Run button on the right side. It can actually run that C#.
Now, does C# run in the browser? Is that a thing I'm going to see in the world?
So for this tutorial, yes. And we are working on a product called Blazor, which is actually C# that executes with WebAssembly.
Cool. So C# does run everywhere.
Yeah.
So I said console.writeline. What's a console?
So the console is what you can use to output strings, and you see the output window right below. So everything that you put in those little quotation marks, which currently say Hello World, is what's going to appear in your output.
So I can change that, and I'll say Hello Friends, and hit Run again. And now I've changed and run my C# program one more time.
Yes. Right. So that's the simplest C# app, my first program, that you can run in your browser. No setup required.
You have done it. You can put programmer on your resume now.
Yay!
So let's hit next and see what's next in our tutorial. So when you make a Hello World application, you have to think about variables, right? Now in this case, we've got Hello Friends inside of console.writeline, but we haven't declared any variables. You hear that term a lot when you're programming.
Yes, yeah, so right now it has you declaring a string, a friend variable, and that name is Bill.
Okay, so I'm going to go and copy over the top of that console.writeline. I'm going to delete that, and I'm going to paste in this new one. It's console.writeline again, and I'll put in Kendra, and I'll hit run, and now it says your name.
My name, Kendra.
So Kendra lives in the variable called a friend, and then I can use that as many times as I want.
So now let's change the variable again to say Scott.
Okay.
And when we run it as well, it now prints Scott's name. Next, we want to append hello to the beginning of the write line.
All right, so I'll come down here and I'll say console.writeline, where I output a friend. I'm actually going to say hello. I'll put a space because I want a space between hello and Scott. I'll say plus and then a friend. So we're going to say hello, which is a string on its own, plus a friend, which we know right now says Scott. When I hit run, that works as well. So we've gone and just put two strings together, a string here and then a variable with a string inside of it. Now the next thing that we can do, which makes things a little easier, is a thing called string interpolation. Instead of saying hello plus Scott, maybe we could say it a little differently. I could say hello a friend, and I'll put a friend inside these curly braces, sometimes people call them mustaches. Now, why has this got a little squiggly here?
I think that's because it's not valid C#. So it looks like in the example, we have a little dollar sign symbol.
Right.
Now that actually signifies string interpolation is being used. Mm-hmm. So a friend, it will recognize as a variable. And make sure you add your ending quotation marks as well.
Mm-hmm. So I've got an opening quote and an ending quote. I've got an opening parentheses and an ending parentheses. I also used my dollar sign, like you said, and now a friend is our variable, and I hit run, and it says, hello, Scott. And for really long sentences, that's a lot easier than saying, hello, plus Scott, plus last name, plus this and that.
Yeah, it's another tip of how C# can be really simple to read. So in this video, we went through Hello World. We made it a little bit more complicated by using variables and appending different strings. And in the next video, we're going to dive a little bit more into strings.